shortly after the bombing, President Clinton mm-hmm. weighed in on this?
He came in, Billy Graham and President Clinton. That's the first time I'd met either one of them. I had the privilege of introducing for the memorial service Billy Graham. And I had developed a severe cold or something and basically lost my voice.
Didn't have much rest. I'm sure you people didn't sleep.
I remember I went home the first night. See, the bomb was at 9 in the morning. See, I was down there about 10 or 10:30, something like that. I had on suit because we'd been in a big banquet that morning. So I called my son, who was working out at the printing company, and I said, I could have some clothes. Go home and get me some jeans and a shirt and a jacket in case it gets cool tonight. And he brought it down. I told him where to come, and the police let him in so he could come. And I was just running ragged then, and the Southwestern Bell had given a few of us that needed them cell phones. And, you know, the cell phones weren't very prominent back then, and big old things.
Yeah.
Open access on lines. I think we were knocking people off. I never got a busy signal. I think it was one of those lines that if this phone needs to talk, mm-hmm. it works. Mm-hmm. I was getting so many requests for press interviews and all of that. The phone was just constantly ringing between me and City Hall. And I'm trying to do other stuff or talk to people on the phone. So he became my scheduling partner for a couple of days. He got a big kick out of
and
that.
And his name is
Lance
right.
Norick. And he'd have been 26 years old at the time. So he's a young man.
So
it was a great experience for him. He got a real kick out of that, just being kind of my scheduling guy for a couple of days.
Around the world, probably. They were calling you, and you did interviews most every part of the country.
Oh, I did interviews all the time. Every news segment, usually the early morning shows like Good Morning America and NBC and all of that. We did all those at least every other morning. I was on one or all of them. And then the 5 o'clock news, we had probably, 100 or 200 TV studios represented from around the country. So mm-hmm. I couldn't do every one of them.
Yep.
But, you know, I'd do maybe a half a dozen or more every news segment, try to kind of spread it out who needed it. But I remember that first night I got home about 11:30 or 12. And got up and left at 3 o'clock. I mean, I laid there for about 2 hours. And I don't think I slept. I said, you know, this is ridiculous. What am I doing here? So I just got up and put my clothes back on and went down. I did that for several days. But anyway, I lost my voice. And kind of get back to the story we started.
Of Billy Graham and
Billy Graham. I was having a tough time even talking. I mean, I couldn't get anything to work. And I remember I had a glass of water sitting beside me, finally introduced him. But he was really a phenomenal guy, really very warm, very caring.
Did you have words with him before?
A little reception before where they kind of introduced, and it wasn't mm-hmm. long, but just very quick. But he was just very down to earth and very polite, and his wife was there. I think her name was Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
Just a very humble, nice man. And that's mm-hmm. first time I'd met Bill Clinton or Hillary. He hadn't been in office too long, I guess, maybe a year or two, something like that. Mm-hmm. He was a brand new president. We didn't know much about him. Interesting story with him. That was on a Sunday. Sometime the following week, I'm at home one night, and it's somewhere around 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and the phone rings. And I'm just kind of sitting there, just kind of regrouping. And it says, "This is the White House operator. Can you talk to the president?" I've often wondered if I'd have said, "Could you just take a message? I'm a little busy, but I just to see what you would have said." But I said, "Well, sure." Second later, "Mayor Norick." "Yes, sir." "This is," I think he said, "Bill Clinton." I said, "How are you, Mr. Bray?" He says, "I'm very good. I'm very good." I said, "Well, where are you?" He says, "Well, I'm in Des Moines, Iowa. Just got through campaigning, and I'm sitting in my limo outside the hotel, and I just wanted to call and see how you were doing." And I said, "That's very kind of you." I said, "We're doing fine." He says, "Now, is there anything that I can do to help you?" I said, "No, sir. I think James Lee Witt had come in and was here that day. He was here by noon. He was head of FEMA." And I said, "No, James Lee's been great. He's here, and everything we've asked for, we've gotten." He says, "Well, I just wanted to call and see how you were doing, and just wanted to let you know that we're thinking about you, and if you ever need anything, don't you hesitate, you just call and let me know." And I said, "Well, I sure appreciate that, Mr. President. It's really nice that you called." He says, "Well, I just wanted to let you know that, and you have a good evening." And hung up. I mean, sitting at home at 10:30 or 10 at night and get a call from the president. You could tell he was touched by it. It wasn't called for political, or you could tell in his voice he sincerely, I may not believe in all of his politics, But as a man, I had a lot of respect for Bill Clinton. He was very good to us here at the city, very good with me, always very receptive, anything I needed. In fact, when he was in here for the 10th anniversary, he spoke at the church. He had come in at a different time than I, and we didn't get to see each other. I was sitting on the stage behind him, and there was 40 people up there, so it was a big group. I wasn't one of the speakers. I was just there. After it's over with, he's shaking hands, and he's looking around, and he spots me, immediately waves at me and comes down and gives me a big old hug and shakes hands, and we talk for 5 minutes, and, you know, this is several years after he'd been out of office. He picked me right out of the crowd, very personal, and knew my name, and he said, "Well, I was sure hoping you would be here. I look forward to it. I was really hoping you'd be here." It was really nice to have him do that.